5, Deborah and Jeffrey Sterndale, northwest of Road 312, southeast of Comanche Circle, being Lot 49 within Warwick Park Development, a variance from front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Name and address?
Jeffrey Sterndale, 3000 Mont Shannon Road, Wilmington, Delaware.
Deborah Sterndale, 3000 Mont Shannon Road, Wilmington, Delaware.
You swear you both in? Swear testimony you're about to give to your very best knowledge?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I didn't plan a speech, so it might sound a little funny. We had planned on having a pool put in our backyard, and unfortunately, we couldn't go farther to the other side because of the septic system. So we ended up being a lot into a drainage, 30-foot drainage variance, I think it is. And we're hoping we'd be able to continue with that plan. I guess it confused me a little with what they've written down here, because they made it sound the front yard, but it is actually in the back.
Well, because it's a through lot, you have two fronts.
Right.
That's right.
That's a drainage easement there.
Right.
Did it fill up with water yesterday?
No, it did not. But I don't think it rained there yesterday as much as it's rained other places.
You say you did, you were lucky.
Okay.
Do I have any questions from members of the board?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
What size pool was it?
It's, gosh, I forgot the exact name.
15 by 34.
In-ground.
In-ground, yes.
Okay. Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Excuse me. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? I have one.
One letter.
You have one letter in opposition, you have one gentleman, you can sit down right up front here, please, there's a gentleman here in opposition.
Yeah, this is what I have.
Oh, you have it, okay.
Name and address?
My name is Howard Detweiler, 33 Sioux Drive, Warwick Park, Millsburg, Delaware.
You swear testimony you're about to give to your very best knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here to represent Warwick Park Homeowners Association on the Board of Directors of Warwick Park. Warwick Park is run by a set of covenants and restrictions in which we require our residents to abide by when building or anything that they're going to do with their property. Warwick Park does not allow anyone to go into the setbacks, which I believe this is 18-foot into the 40-foot setback, but Warwick Park does not grant variances to go into any setbacks, side, front, back. Also, we had a case last year in which this board or this group approved a variance for someone else in Warwick Park, and we took this to court, and the courts have ruled that Warwick Park covenants and restrictions must be abided by, and it was case number 418S. Counselor Chandler has ruled that you must abide by the covenants and restrictions of Warwick Park, even if the variance is granted. So what Warwick Park is asking is you not grant this variance so that nobody would leave this room thinking that they can build into the setbacks. It is not allowed, and we will take it to court.
You do understand that we don't enforce deed restrictions or covenants?
Yes, I understand that, but what I'm saying is, if you take in consideration the fact that we are successful in our court cases, that it could save Mr. and Mrs. Sterndale a lot of time time and trouble and financially to know that we've already have a case in the courts that we have won. And it could have very well be resolved here by being turned down. I myself, I'm not here to represent myself as a homeowner. I'm here to represent the board of directors. And they requested that someone come to present this.
I have one quick question.
Yes.
You could answer. Just what does it mean by a 30-foot drainage easement?
I don't know. I was under the I came prepared because I was told that they were encroaching 18-foot into the 40-foot setback, which in the covenants and restrictions of the park, it states that their lot, Ace 49, has a 40-foot setback. So
I understand that.
But we do have what the state, I believe, put in was a drainage system, which may be on their property, I'm not sure, and it goes underneath County Road 312 and comes down into our community park area and actually goes out into the river. That was another concern. I didn't bring any letters, but we had concerns from people who live in the park who have seen this notice that one of their concerns, of course, with a pool, which we do have people with pools, but they're within the setbacks of the park. The question some people were asking was if they pump the pool out or it overflows, those chemicals are going into Indian River Bay. But I'm here to stress the fact that the covenants and restrictions, and we do not allow variances.
That it obviously is a drainage easement. Have you in the past seen that being in use where water is backed up in there?
I don't, I'll be honest with you, I don't ride around and look for these things. Wouldn't have been here tonight if the president could have been here.
Right. Okay, thank you.
I'm the treasurer and really shouldn't be presenting this, but I'm here.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Hey, that's all. Any other opposition? The chair will entertain a motion.
Okay, Answer my question.
All right, do you want to come back up again, please, sir? Mr. Workman wants to ask you a question.
So did you understand what he was saying about what he said? I mean, you still interested in...
I will tell you that I'm very disappointed to hear it because I called the president or the person that's in charge of the committee that we need to contact to do this type of work. And I was told that all we needed to do was get the variance from you folks and that the Civic Association would go with whatever decision you all made. So I had no warning whatsoever that there was any potential issue at all.
Apparently someone can't knock on your door and let you know what's going on.
So
you understand what I was asking him, that we don't enforce deed restrictions,
absolutely.
So our decision can be overruled.
Right.
If we were to vote,
right.
You know, for that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just out of curiosity, you understand that's a drainage easement. Why would you want to put a pool in a drainage easement?
Well, if you actually look at the property, wouldn't it actually be, there is a swale, like a small swale.
And, Mr. Chairman.
It wouldn't be in that. It would be more closer to the house where it's flat for a while and then there's that slight swale. There for what, how many years now?
I think this would be our fifth summer.
Yeah, we've never seen that fill up with water. But
that easement's actually on the corner, though, isn't it?
It's on the corner from the property. It's in this corner. The pool's going to be down in this corner by the house.
Yeah,
right by the house.
It'd
be a
bunch
on
an angle
valley,
with the road, so it does, you know, cuts across the house, doesn't face the road exactly, so it cuts an angle across it.
Number two, then you're not even in the easement. You won't be built. The pool won't be in the easement. The drainage easement could be on the end of the block, right?
Yeah, we'll be in
the.
Yeah,
they're in the
easement.
It'll be in it.
You'll be in it, but it's towards the end of it, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it would be in the 40-foot building line.
Oh yeah, but I mean, here's actually confusing.
It's pretty much in it.
I think
the 30-foot
valley there.
This is the easement. So there it is.
Oh.
So it basically is in the.
It is.
Yeah, but it's going to flow that way. But he's going to be closer to the house. So where is
where I looked at it. The actual, if you're looking at the plan, the actual swale part is more, is closer to the road.
Right.
Where it's
on 312.
I don't think there's any pipe there or anything. It's just a lower area.
Just a lower area.
Right. There's a pipe there. I've never seen it.
Okay. Any other questions, Mr.?
And if I'm not mistaken, I think we ended up, too, with a filtering system, which I don't know if I could probably bring that if somebody asked. It doesn't have chlorine.
It's not chlorine. It's a biodegradable, whatever.
It's just a filtering system. Yeah. It doesn't have actual chlorine. It's a different type of...
It's like a salt.
Pardon me?
Like a salt water pool?
No.
It's not salt water, but it is, because we have grandchildren, we didn't want chemicals. So whatever it is, it's a biodegradable something that's not,
that.
it's definitely not chlorine.
It's just basically filters that you take out and clean.
Yeah.
There's, you know, so there's no actual adding of chemicals to the water.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 9,535 under advisement.
There's a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9,535 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement tonight. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You can stay if you do, if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning. Okay.
Case